Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. 25 years ago, the California condor was on the very brink of extinction. And as Myra Finkelstein, an assistant researcher at the University of California, Santa Cruz, explains, serious threats remain, even though the condor population numbers have improved.
California condors are North America's largest terrestrial bird, with a wingspan of about 9 feet. In 1982, there were only 22 birds remaining, and to save condors from extinction, captive breeding programs were established. The captive breeding program has been very successful, and today there are over 400 condors, approximately half of which are in zoos and half in the wild. However, this success is only due to the daily efforts of large numbers of zoo staff, biologists, and volunteers who maintain the breeding program, as well as monitor every wild condor almost every day. The main threat to condors in the wild was believed to be lead poisoning, but the full extent of this threat was not known. We performed a comprehensive study to investigate the impact and source of lead exposure to condors. We found that since the release program began, condors have been chronically exposed to harmful levels of lead. Alarmingly, almost half of all condors in the wild in California have had lead poisoning severe enough to require medical treatment. We use lead isotopic analysis, which can provide a signature of the sources of lead exposure, and showed that lead-based ammunition is the principal source of lead poisoning in condors. Condors are scavengers, and when they feed on a carcass that has been shot with lead ammunition, they can ingest some of the lead. And even a few small fragments, equivalent to a couple of grains of sand, contains enough lead to poison a condor. Finally, our research shows that the condor's current apparent recovery is solely due to intensive ongoing management. And if this management is stopped, the condors will once again be at risk of extinction within a few decades. Ultimately, we determine that the condor's only hope of achieving true recovery is dependent upon the elimination or substantial reduction of lead poisoning.
That was Myra Finkelstein of the University of California, Santa Cruz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Wake up with this lead poisoning.